It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Greensboro Grasshoppers on this Sunday afternoon. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for being with us alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. So glad to have you on board for the final of an abbreviated three-game series here between Brooklyn and Greensboro. The Cyclones have taken the first two, and a win today for Brooklyn would not only mean a three-game sweep, but also a four-game winning streak for the Clones, who took the finale in Wilmington back on Sunday before the All-Star break. It is a hot, sticky, overcast, rainy Sunday afternoon here on Coney Island. Of course, this game was initially supposed to get underway at 2 p.m. Eastern time, but the weather putting a bit of a wrinkle in things, bumping us back here to 4. But we have baseball for you today here on the boardwalk between the Cyclones and the Grasshoppers. And last night, Brooklyn continued really its red-hot streak, a 3-0 shutout win. 7 Cyclones pitchers combined for Brooklyn's 7th shutout of the season. They held the Grasshoppers to just 3 hits on the day. Justin, it was a bad day to be a Greensboro hitter yesterday going up against Brooklyn pitching on really what turned out to be a bullpen day.
Yeah, the weather during the break in between the top and bottom of the second inning, a 44-minute lightning delay. They couple that with Brooklyn scoring a run in the bottom of the second when the game resumed. And Jordani Ventura did not return to the ballgame after the lengthy weather delay. So it was a plethora of arms, and only Robert Kalina threw more than one inning out of the bullpen yesterday for the Cyclones. It was fitting 7 different arms combined on Brooklyn's 7th shutout of the year. Jordani Ventura, Robert Kalina, Luis Montas, Joshua Cornelli, Manny Rodriguez, Wilkin Ramos, and Dylan Hall able to strand a couple of runners on base in the ninth inning last night with a tying run at the plate. And the Cyclones team continuing to thrive, a chance during the final 50-some-odd games of the season to have the most shutouts by a Brooklyn pitching staff in close to a decade. Last time they had more than 7 in a season was 2014, when they had 10 of them in a 76-game season, which is pretty incredible to think about. But overall, just a really impressive performance top to bottom. The Cyclones, who finally got back to .500 last night since the 4th day of the season.
Yeah, those final 3 Brooklyn pitchers out of the bullpen, Manny Rodriguez, Wilkin Ramos, as well as Hall, each a hitless inning out of work for them out of the Brooklyn bullpen, and numerous Cyclone arms picking up holds as well. And now you look at the offense, Justin, because it was far from just the pitching. You had Kevin Parada log his 2nd multi-home run game of the season. He hit 2 home runs, each solo shots, 1 in the 1st and 1 in the 5th. It's his 2nd multi-home run game. Maybe it comes with a little bit of an asterisk because the first one included an inside-the-park home run. But at the end of the day, however you get 2 home runs, you'll certainly take it. And for KP, that was the case yesterday. I asked him post-game. He hit one that got out in a hurry and was an exit velo fanatic's dream. And then he hit another one that went about a mile high in the air. I told him, which one do you prefer? Which type of home run do you enjoy hitting more? And he said, hey, doesn't matter. They both cleared the wall. They're both home runs. And Kevin's swinging a hot stick right now, needless to say.
Yeah, no, Parada has just been on another level over the course of the last month plus now. for the Brooklyn Cyclones. A multi-home run game last night, as you mentioned, Johnny. Second multi-home run game in the season. So impressive, and what makes it even more impressive, you think of the four home runs he's hit during those two games, they're all very different from one another. Got an inside-the-park home run, a line drive shot that barely had enough height to clear the Xavier High School signage last night. And then yesterday, one that brought rain up near the ring light out in straightaway left center field, almost dented the Thunderbolt. So Parada just continuing to thrive. And while there have been plenty of things he can still continue to work on defensively behind the plate, but Parada been the primary and focal catcher for Brooklyn as well, as the pitching staff has really come into its own since right around that same time that Parada got hot at the plate in early June. And Kevin and Mets fans have to be very proud of how everything has unfolded in terms of Parada's continued due diligence to get better on a daily basis, not only offensively, but probably just as importantly for Mets fans, the Mets organization behind the plate as well.
And Parada in the two spot tonight, not catching day off, day game after a night game for him behind the plate. So he is the designated hitter batting second. We'll give you the full starting lineups coming up shortly here on the Cyclone Radio Network. But before that, a look at tonight's pitching matchup for Brooklyn. It is the right-hander, Yoander Suarez. Suarez towing the rubber, trying to lower that ERA that is up over 6.6 as he comes into today's contest, his 15th appearance, 13th start on the season. So Suarez for Brooklyn. And for Greensboro, it is a right-hander as well, Po-Yu Chen, making his 15th start of the season. A 3-5 record, a 4.15 ERA. So Suarez and Chen will go toe-to-toe on this Sunday afternoon series finale between Brooklyn and Greensboro. We'll step aside here on the Cyclone Radio Network, come back, give you starting lineups for Brooklyn and Greensboro. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brooklyn going for the sweep on this Sunday afternoon. The Cyclones have held the Greensboro Grasshoppers to a combined 3 runs over the first 2 games of this series. That includes last night's shutout. And now Brooklyn will try to make it 3-for-3 before the league-wide off day tomorrow. And then from there, they hit the road and go to Wappingers Falls for a week with the Hudson Valley Renegades. Let's give you a quick rundown of tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Grasshoppers, Trace Gonzalez leads off and is the designated hitter. Mike Jarvis in the two-hole. He's Greensboro's shortstop. Will Matheson bats third. He's the right fielder. Then Chase Bowen, the cleanup man, is the first baseman. Sammy Ciani after him. He's out in left and bats fifth. Sean Ross, the third baseman, after a day off yesterday in the six-hole. Wyatt Hendry back in the lineup. He handles catching duties for the Grasshoppers today and bats seventh. Haven't seen Luke Brown yet this series, but Brown bats eighth and plays center field, followed by Michael Escoto, the second baseman, in the nine-hole. Starting pitcher tonight for Greensboro, it's Po Yu Chen, the right-hander, a 4.15 ERA and a 3-5 record across 78 innings. Now for the home Cyclones at 13-4, first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Chris Newell's squad like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. Kevin Parada fresh off his two home run day last night. In the two hole, he's the designated hitter. Another multi-hit day for William Lugo. He's in the three hole playing third base. Stanley Consuegra is in the cleanup spot. He's out right field. Drake Osborne does the catching in the five spot. Then Chase Estep in the six hole. He's the first baseman. Junior Tillian after him. Tillian plays shortstop. Omar De Los Santos back in the lineup. Omar batting eighth and playing left. And finally, rounding out the Brooklyn Nine, it's Cesar Perpesi, the second baseman. Starting pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, Yoander Suarez, making his 13th start of the season, 15th overall appearance. 54 and a third innings, a 6.63 ERA. 3-6 record with 66 strikeouts to 37 walks and a 1.66 whip across those 54 frames and change. So we'll see if the Cyclones can indeed make it four straight as Greensboro tries to pull themselves out of the cellar of the North Division. The Grasshoppers at just 3-13 so far since we've hit the reset button here in half number two. But the Cyclones try to roll into the off day with momentum on their side. They can sweep the weekend set and make it four in a row as they send Yoander Suarez to the bump against Po Yu Chen for the Grasshoppers. All right, that'll just about do it for our Cyclones pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you on your way with Justin Rock. It's Brooklyn and Greensboro on a Sunday afternoon on the Boardwalk. Don't go anywhere.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Yeah.
It's time for baseball. A little bit later than we originally planned, but we will have a hard ball underneath the Brooklyn Lights tonight as the Cyclones and Grasshoppers wrap up this three-game series out of the All-Star break. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gaudemowitz with you. Yoander Suarez warming up on the mound for Brooklyn as we speak. Suarez 6'3", 253, 23 years old from Cumana, Venezuela. Numbers for Yoander so far this season. Overall making his 15th appearance, 13th start, 3-6, a 6.63 ERA. 53 hits in 54 and a third innings, 37 walks, 66 strikeouts. Suarez took the losses last time out against Wilmington. That was a week ago yesterday. But did not pitch poorly, a quality start. A career-high 7 innings, impressive for Suarez in his first full season back after Tommy John surgery in 2021. 4 runs, 2 earned, 3 hits allowed, walked 2, and struck out a season-high tying 8. Quick run through of the Greensboro lineup. He'll face Gonzalez, Jarvis, Matheson, Bowen, Ciani, and Ross, with Hendry, Brown, and Escoto rounding out the Grasshopper starting 9. Trace Gonzalez will lead things off for Greensboro here in the top half of the first inning. 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk and a stolen base. So our first pitch of the afternoon is a fastball strike at 94, and we are underway at 4:01 Eastern time. Suarez working quickly the 0-1. Misses down and in, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Gonzalez and Greensboro hitting at 278. 4 homers, 23 RBIs. Lights on here at the stadium. Not much of an effect just yet. The 1-1. And Gonzalez fights it off the hands. That'll make it towards the third base seats. And it's a ball and two strikes. Gonzalez 0-for-6 in the series, but has earned 3 walks and has reached in 10 straight games dating back to the second to last day of June. Suarez hides his eyes behind that turquoise mitt and blows a fastball by Gonzalez up in the zone for strike 3. 94-mile-an-hour heat from Yoander, and he starts his day with a strikeout, one away in the top of the first. A paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it's the righty swinging shortstop Mike Jarvis. 1-for-3 last night, was hit by a pitch and stole a base. And the righty's first delivery fouled off the hands towards the awning by the first base concourse. And it's no balls and a strike. Jarvis on the season hitting at 232. 10 homers and 42 RBIs. A 775 OPS. The 0-1. And Jarvis out in front of the breaking ball. And Suarez ahead 0-2. Defensively behind Yoander this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos making his first appearance in the series. Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, Cesar Berbessi, and Chase Estep, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2, and a swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the curveball. And back-to-back strikeouts is how Suarez starts this Sunday. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. And always visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction.
It's about as ideal as a start as you could ever possibly imagine for Yoander Suarez. Sit down the first two guys, and he appears to be in total control thus far.
Will Matheson, the batter. And he takes the snapdragon inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Matheson, 1-for-4 yesterday, had a triple, but was stranded at third base in that inning. Hitting at 238, 9 homers, 36 RBIs. And he fouls it back out towards the parking lot. It's even at 1-1. Right now here on Coney Island, gray skies up above. Well, the precipitation has dissipated. 79 degrees, real feel at 86. Not much wind to speak of at the moment. The 1-1. And Matheson rips it down the left field line. That one's a fair ball into the corner. Couple of hops off the Premio sausage signage. Matheson on his way to second, and he's there standing with a two-out double. Good throw in from De Los Santos. But Matheson able to pick up his second extra base hit in as many days, his 10th double of the year. Has four hits in the series, Matheson does. Three of them have gone for extra bases.
Good to see Omar back in the field getting acclimated after a couple of days off. Not a bad throw in whatsoever. Kind of surprised we didn't see Matheson drop and slide into second with how close that play was or could have been.
I think Matheson was surprised at how quickly De Los Santos got the ball in. As a first pitch curveball inside to Jace Bowen, it's 1-0. Bowen getting the start at first base tonight after starting in center the last 2 days. First start for him at first base since June the 22nd. Suarez from the stretch, the 1-0. And Bowen fooled, couldn't hold up on the changeup down and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Bowen 0-for-8 in the series. Was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Hitting at 249, a league-best 17 home runs and 62 runs batted in. Righty batter with an open stance. Suarez kicks now the 1-1, and Bowen again early on the off-speed. And Suarez jumps ahead of ball and two strikes. Very humid and sticky afternoon here on Coney Island as the rain has shuffled across the boroughs and out of the area, at least for the time being. A 1-2 pitch, fastball just off the outside corner, 93 that time from Suarez. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sammy Siani getting the start in left field today, waiting on deck. Two out, the 2-2 to number two is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Suarez works around the two-out double to strike out three in the top half of the first inning. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of a half an inning. It is Greensboro nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning here on Coney Island, Po Yu Chen, the Pirates' number 25 prospect, according Baseball America, getting the start this afternoon for the Grasshoppers. Chen making his 16th appearance and 15th start of the season. Chen at 3-5, a 4.15 ERA, 76 hits in 78 innings, 26 walks, and 75 strikeouts. 21 years old is Chen. Standing at 6'2", 187 from Taoyuan City in Taiwan. Won't celebrate his 22nd birthday until October. Alex Ramirez will lead things off, and the first pitch he sees misses down and away for ball one. Ramirez hitless last night, 0-for-3 with a walk, hitting at 226 on the season. The 1-0 taken down. It's 2 balls and no strikes. 5 homers, a team best 37 RBIs for Ramirez, who's 1-for-6 with a couple of ribbies in the series. Chen steps back now, the 2-0, And Ramirez takes down. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Chen sets down by the belt. His 3-0 to Alex. And Ramirez taking all the way. Watches a 90-mile-an-hour strike. It is 3-1. Chen pitching for the first time since Independence Day. A week ago Tuesday, the 3-1. Low and away, ball 4. And Alex is aboard with a leadoff walk. So Ramirez continuing to show his patience at the plate. Came into play today, tied for third in the Atlantic League, or South Atlantic League, excuse me, in free passes so far since the month of June began. That is 23rd over the last month plus. So one on, nobody out for the hero from last night's game, Kevin Parada. A multi-home run game as a part of a 2-for-4 night. Chen from the stretch, and his breaking ball misses down and away. And the count 1-0. Parada average up to 271. That leads the team. Also has a team-best 10 homers, 34 RBIs. Has just been scalding hot since the 6th of June. An OPS of 985 in his last 28 games. And has reached in 9 straight dating back to July the 2nd. Throw back to first, and Ramirez just able to get back. Good move by Chen. Alex was caught a little stone-footed there before getting back to the pillow. Parada wags that bat behind his head, and he swings and hits it in the air left field. Out is the shortstop, Jarvis. He has it squared away on the left field turf, puts it in his glove for the first out of the first inning. So, one on, one out for the third baseman, William Lugo. Third straight multi-hit game last night. 2-for-4 with a double. Is 6-for his last 12. 3 of those 6 hits have gone for extra bases. Ramirez takes his lead. Another throw back to the bag. And this time, Ramirez in safely once again. Lugo on the year, batting average up to 221. 7 homers, 25 RBIs. Has raised his batting average 40 points since the 22nd of June. As Lugo takes a strike on the inner half, it's 0-1. Defensively, behind Chen tonight, left to right of the outfield, Sammy Siani, Luke Brown, and Will Matheson. The 0-1. Outside, another breaking ball from Chen, and it's even at 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Sean Ross, Mike Jarvis, Michael Escoto, and Jace Bowen. Wyatt Hendry making his second start of the series behind the plate. Throw back to first again, and one more time, Ramirez able to just get back in time. A couple of really good moves from the right-hander Chen, with Ramirez at first base. But in this opening inning.
That hasn't deterred him from getting a healthy-sized lead. He's right back into it.
Well, the next time Chen throws over, he better get him. Ramirez stays, and Lugo, a sharp ground ball off the glove of the shortstop, Jarvis, into left field for a base hit. Ramirez breaking for third. Here comes the throw. He's in there standing up. Great base running by Alex Ramirez. Got a great read on that sharp grounder off the bat of Lugo. And credit to him, he never broke stride going first to third on a ball hit in front of him. So Lugo extends his hitting streak, and Brooklyn threatening with runners at the corners.
Well, that's why you take a decent-sized lead.
106-plus miles an hour off the bat for Lugo. That's been the other thing. He has been hitting the ball with authority over the course of the last few weeks. So light drizzle starting up again. Here on Coney Island, as Stanley Consuegra comes to the plate and bounces one just foul up the third base line. It's 0-1. One set of fans behind home plate with the umbrella unfurled. Consuegra 0-for-4 last night. Getting at 239 since coming off the IL in 12 games. Overall at 244, 7 homers, 26 batted in. And he tomahawks that one wide of the third base dugout. And Chen ahead, no balls and two strikes. And Swagra missed about a month, came back off the IL. Right before the All-Star break, reinstated on the 26th of June. And an eight-game hitting streak snapped in last night's ball game. The 0-2, and Consuegra able to grab enough to stay alive. Remains at no balls and two strikes. But Chen, as we said earlier in the inning, his first start in 12 days. Last time he appeared on the mound for the Hoppers on July the 4th against Aberdeen. A no decision, seven innings of two-run ball. Big leadoff of first for Lugo. Snap throw behind him late. As Consuegra takes low, it's 1-2.
Hendry sort of double-clutched that. If he threw right down to first the moment he had the idea, that might have been a different result at first base.
But instead, Lugo gets a reprieve. Ramirez at third, Lugo at first. The 1-2 to Stanley, runner goes, pitch is a called strike three, runner goes to second, Ramirez breaking for the plate, and he slides in head first. No strike him out, throw him out, double play. How about a strikeout and a double steal of home? And Brooklyn takes a 1-0 first inning lead. That was perfectly executed by Lugo and Ramirez. A strike at the bottom of the zone. Escoto cut in front of the bag, made a play towards the plate. It was a tad bit offline, and even if he made a perfect throw, Johnny, I think Ramirez had home plate stolen.
And again, because he got a great jump and a healthy-sized lead, you got to tip your cap. This is a Cyclone squad that's fundamentally sound when it comes to the base running.
Not the first time Brooklyn has stolen home this season. I believe the last one to do it was Abraham Almonte, as Osborne takes inside for ball one. For Ramirez, that is 12th stolen base of the year. For Lugo, is 7th. The 1-0. And a snapdragon hits the top of the zone. It's even at a ball and a strike. Osborne, 0-for-1 last night, but walked three times. One of two Cyclones to walk on three occasions yesterday. Hitting at a .195 on the year. Six homers, 20 runs batted in, and he drives it in the air down the left field line. But out in front of foul ball, it's a ball and two strikes. Rain continuing to drop from the heavens. Nothing is significant at the moment. This game's supposed to get underway at 2 o'clock, but because of all the weather, pushed it back a couple of hours to find a bigger window. 1-2 pitch, and Osborne scalds it down the line, but off the screen foul, and it remains at 1-2. Chase Estep, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Osborne hitting at .227 since coming off the IL, an OPS of over 700. Look at second, the 1-2, and Osborne takes down and away. It evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn a run in on one hit in this opening inning. They hold a 1-0 lead. 2-2 the count on the catcher, Drake Osborne. The 2-2, and Osborne flips it in the air to left, coming on and making the running grab is Ciani to end the inning. But Brooklyn, thanks to a double steal, able to take an early lead. One run, one hit, one left. At the end of one, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Top of the second inning, Yoander Suarez has a lead to protect, 1-0 Brooklyn. Our score, Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Sammy Siani, Sean Ross, Wyatt Hendry. Three due up for the Grasshoppers in the top half of the second. Siani 1-for-3 last night. Comes into play today on a four-game hitting streak. Has reached in six straight as well. And the first toss to the lefty batter. A wave and a miss at the off-speed. And the count 0-1. Siani hitting at 222. Seven home runs, 29 runs batted in. Former first-round pick out of William Penn Charter School in Philly. The 0-1, and Siani late on the off-speed up. And Suarez ahead, no balls and two strikes. Siani hitting .316 over his last six games. And is 3-for-6 in this brief series. Rain picking up just a tat, as most of the fans that were in the open down in the seating bowl, making their way towards cover. The 0-2 is a ground ball off the hands right side, picked up by Estep to his right. Underhand flip to Suarez over to cover, and the leadoff man retired, one out in the second inning. Not a heavy rain falling, but with some open spots underneath that awning behind the first and third base dugouts. Fans going for a little bit of a drier spot for the time being. Now it's Sean Ross. Did not play last night. Had a solid game in the opener, 1-for-2 with an RBI. Also walked. Righty-righty matchup. And the native of Puerto Rico takes a strike. It is 0-1. Ross hitting at .193. Five homers, 14 RBIs in 25 games. He's had an interesting path to the South Atlantic League, the 0-1. There's a breaking ball inside. It's even at 1-1. But Ross from Santurce, Puerto Rico, went to high school in Ceiba in the U.S. territory. The 1-1, fastball away. It's two balls and a strike, but ended up playing a couple of years at Faulkner University, an NAIA program in Montgomery, Alabama, after spending a year at Clarendon College in Texas. Bit of a ways away from his home in Puerto Rico as Ross can't hold up on the off speed. It's even at 2-2. But last year, after the college season ended, was not drafted, was not signed, played 81 games last summer in the new MLB Partner League, former affiliated league, the Pioneer League, playing for Grand Junction. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Got him on the changeup. Fourth strikeout already tonight for Suarez. And there are two out in the top of the second inning. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction.
So Yoander has certainly been getting his strikeouts as of recently. 8 last time out.
That's a great point, Johnny, as Wyatt Hendry takes down and away. It's 1-0. You look at the numbers for Suarez for the season. Not going to jump off the table at you. And neither are the numbers over his last 5 appearances and 4 starts, but they have been trending in the right direction, especially for a guy who has been so injury beleaguered over the last few seasons. As Hendry looks at a heater for a strike, it is even at 1-1, but 2-2 record, his ERA down about 2.5 runs over his last 5 appearances dating back to the 14th of June. As Hendry takes another strike, it's 1-2. But the biggest point to piggyback off what you said, Johnny, his strikeout rate over the course of those 5 games, up 6% than what it was throughout the course of the season overall at 32%. And more importantly, the walk rate is down about 4% as well. The 1-2 outside and low. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
You get the sense that Yolander just such a better pitcher when he can get ahead in the count. The times we've seen him run into some real issues this year is when he falls behind early in counts, and today he's been pounding the zone.
The righty is 2-2, and Hendry fouls it back towards us. It is still 2 balls and 2 strikes, and I've always found that to be one of the fun things working, especially at the minor league level, is seeing guys like Suarez get off to a slow start. Guy who limited time last year coming back from injury. Underwent Tommy John in 2021 and figuring things out and beginning to come into his own as the season reaches its apex. As Hendry fouls it away, still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guy who has been in the Mets' top 30 prospect list before by both Baseball America and MLB.com, trying to prove his worth and get back on that top 30 list as he climbs the ladder. The wind, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Filthy curveball at 71 miles an hour when you can have a 20-plus mile an hour difference between your heater and your breaker. Things are going to go pretty well, especially if you can locate it like Suarez just did. 5 Ks through 2 for Yolander at the end of 1.5. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Estep, Tillian, De Los Santos, 6, 7, and 8, and the Brooklyn order due up in the frame. Cyclones in front thanks to a double steal of home in the first. Jay-Z stepping in for the first time as number 12. Changed to his college number 12 that he wore at Kentucky prior to the start of last night's game after Mateo switched from 12 to number 10. As Estep watches that miss low, 1 ball and no strikes. Estep 2 for 3 in his final game as number 18 on Friday night. Had a double, an RBI, and a walk. The 1-0 up and away. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Chen kicking at some dirt by the landing spot on the mound. Chase average up to 215, 2 homers, 25 runs batted in. The 2-0, and Estep crushes one deep down the right field line. Heads up by the ring light. Oh, my God, it almost hit it. It's a foul ball. I thought that one was going to pull out a scene from The Natural. My goodness.
Had some serious height.
102.2 off the bat, 370 feet foul. As Estep takes in the dirt, it's 3-1.
That's nothing new for Chase. I mean, he's got the average exit velo up over 90 miles an hour, something that not a lot of guys on this Cyclones team can say. When he squares one up, it's a sight to behold.
3-1. Upstairs for ball four. So Chase works a leadoff walk. Second time in as many plate appearances, or second time in as many innings, I should say. Brooklyn has coaxed a walk to lead off the inning. One on and nobody out for the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian, hitless last night, did steal a base. Hitting at 254 in Brooklyn, three homers, eight RBIs. As right now, the home plate umpire tonight, Jacob McConnell, coming out to the mound, as is someone from Greensboro's coaching staff. I imagine that is Chen's trainer or Chen's translator out there alongside McConnell and Poyu right now. And I'm not entirely sure what this is about. Looks like Greensboro talking about the landing spot on the mound. We saw that on Friday night when it looked like, actually it was last night. It was last night when Wilkin Ramos made a lunge on one of his pitches and lost his footing. But there was no delay to manicure the field. Caitlin Hertz, the head athletic, head groundskeeper, going out to have a talk, and now will sprint out towards the little gate in between the seating bowl and the Brooklyn bullpen, where all the groundskeeping tools are. And we will have at least a brief delay as Caitlin will bring the gator out to manicure the mound. And I saw Chen after the second pitch of that at-bat to Estep start looking down by the landing spot, kicking at some dirt. And wonder how much of that, Johnny, is caused because of the rain throughout the course of the afternoon today. Maybe making things a little bit more difficult to get perfect out on the bump tonight.
Yeah, well, you'd have to imagine that the precipitation certainly isn't going to do you any favors in that department. Now, granted, it's not as if it is a torrential downpour right now, and obviously we have continued to play amidst this light rain, but obviously something that still does have an impact when it comes to matters such as this, and they'll address it accordingly.
The weather has been an issue all weekend, at a 44-minute delay in the middle of the second inning yesterday due to lightning. It was a weird day getting here to Coney Island this morning. I don't know what it was like for you, Johnny. Hey, everybody. Justin Rock here. I'm the guy in the hot dog hat alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, my better-looking partner.
Hey.
It's not a New York broadcast without a little bit of self-deprecation. That's how I feel as the Cyclones hold a 1-0 lead, one on, and nobody out. But earlier today, we got to the ballpark, and it was pouring the whole way here.
Yep.
Driving from Brooklyn Heights over here to Coney Island.
You got to have the windshield wipers on the maximum set.
Oh, my goodness, yep. Yes. It was insane. There were certainly tons of pockets of puddles on the Belt Parkway and the BQE on the way over here. But as soon as you got off of exit 6 on the Belt Parkway East to get towards Cropsey Avenue and make your way on to Surf Ave and Maimonides Park, it stopped raining. It was a torrential downpour, and as soon as you got to Coney Island, it halted. Now, rain did come back throughout the course of the early afternoon. Was it raining when you got here earlier today, Johnny?
So I had a very similar experience. The rain let up a couple of exits prior to Cropsey Avenue for me. But still, once I got in the vicinity of Coney Island, it did start to lighten up. So we got here early on in the morning, and then from there was on and off throughout the day. One of those weird weather days, and all you got to do is look outside and you can figure that out. But really an interesting couple of days of weather. You think about the Hudson Valley series going a couple weeks ago, Justin, when at the beginning of the week, the forecast did not look very promising at all. And we thought, oh boy, we'll be lucky if we get in three games this week. Proceeded to get in all six with little to no impact as far as the weather was concerned. And unfortunately, just something that you have to deal with and be ready to roll with the punches. And here's to hoping that nothing elevates any further than it already has done here today with some of the showers coming down now.
And Kevin Mahoney, the general manager, halfway up the third baseline with Brooklyn skipper Chris Newell. Chen just threw a couple of warm-up pitches, and then Caitlin Hertz went running back out towards that groundskeeping area. A couple of her assistants coming over to inspect as well and probably try and help out on the situation. So remain in delay here with a man at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Chase Estep, the runner there. Junior Tillian will be the batter to face Po Yu Chen as we've now broken out a second golf cart to help manicure the mound. I guess we'll break out the tamp and other necessary tools to help manicure the hill and create a more even surface for Po Yu Chen. Rain continuing to fall, though, here on Coney Island. Nothing significant. Right now, 79 degrees. Real feel at 85. Not too much wind to speak of. 3 mile per hour wind gusts to the southwest. Got a lot of great things coming up here on Coney Island in the next few weeks. Cyclones after the series in Hudson Valley will come back home, open up his set against Wilmington the following week. On Thursday, Irish Eyes will be smiling on Coney Island. That's Thursday, July 27th, Irish night with the Cyclones. First 1,500 fans in attendance receive a Cyclones Shamrock basketball jersey. And there's also a special ticket package featuring an Emerald Isle bucket cap with a game ticket for just $25. So be sure to arrive early. Enjoy pregame Irish step dancing from the O'Malley Irish Dance Academy. To purchase your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. We'll have that coming up Saturday, July the 29th. Brett Beatty bobblehead day. It'll be our Christmas in July celebration. So Beatty the Elf giveaway as part of our bobblehead series in 2023.
First 1500. Not to be confused with Buddy, of course.
Or maybe he's just his long-lost brother. And for those of you wondering, Mookie Wilson, who we talked about yesterday, supposed to be here tonight because of the weather. His appearance will be rescheduled to another date. Likely to have that answer for you sometime tomorrow. So stay tuned to BrooklynCyclones.com and the social media channels at Brooklyn Cyclones, at BK Cyclones on the Twitter machine. So it is time to get things back underway. Junior Tillian at the plate, and the first pitch from Chen is popped up. Shallow right field, in and to his left, Matheson, and a few steps adjacent to the foul line, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So one on and one out brings up Omar De Los Santos. First game for Omar since the All-Star break. Went 1-for-4 last Sunday against Wilmington. Had an RBI, a couple of stolen bases that tied him for the franchise single-season record. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw down to second by Hendry, and Estep out by plenty. A good throw by Hendry. I don't know if there was a missed sign on a potential hit and run there, or Estep just didn't get the best break from first. But either way, base is empty and two out. 2-4 on the caught stealing at second base. And this one scalded down the left field line. Fair, rolling all the way to the corner and underneath the 315 marker. De Los Santos chugs into second. He's there standing with a two-out TD Bank double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 105.5 off the bat for De Los Santos. His 13th two-base hit of the year. And Brooklyn, another runner in scoring position for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi 0-for-4 last night, struck out three times. Chen comes home, and the second baseman takes outside for ball one. Berbessi 1-for-8 in the series. Hitting at 234, a homer and 15 runs batted in. A look at second, the 1-0, and Berbessi, a line drive caught on a bunny hop by the second baseman Escoto while ranging out onto the right field turf. So Berbessi gave it a drive, but not quite tall enough to get over the head of the second baseman. For Brooklyn in the inning, no runs, one hit, one man left at the end of two. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third inning, Brooklyn 1 and Greensboro nothing. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, located next to the team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Luke Brown, Michael Escoto, Trace Gonzalez, the three due up to bat in the inning for the Grasshoppers. Brown making his first appearance in the series. Brown last played on July the 7th. That was a week ago Friday. First pitch to the lefty batter, and the fastball low at 93, and the count 1-0. Brown on the season hitting at a .164. 12 for 73, two homers, eight RBIs. A 1-0, and this ripped down the right field line, but foul. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Brown, former ninth-round pick of the Pirates in 2021 out of Louisville. College teammates with the Pirates' number one pick that year. Henry Davis made his major league debut a few weeks ago. Pitch to Brown is on the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Righty winds the 1-2. And Suarez paints the outside corner. Strike three called. Another strikeout for Yoander Suarez. He has six through two and a third innings of this afternoon. And paint in the corner, strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Michael Escoto, 0 for 2 with a walk and a stolen base last night. Comes up empty on the curveball. And the count moves to 0-1. Escoto hitting at 202. Six homers, 28 RBIs. Came over to the Pirates in the big trade in January of 2021 from the Yankees. The 0-1 down and away showed bunt pulled back. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Carey. And it's even at 1-1. Came over with Roansy Contreras, who's now on the big league squad for Pittsburgh. Kanan Smith-Njigba, who is the brother of the wide receiver that played at Ohio State. And Miguel Yajuri. The deal had sent Jamison Tyone to New York. Tyone now on the Pirates' rival, the Chicago Cubs. As Escoto fouls it back 1-2. Guy who has been a top 30 prospect ranked their number 19 farmhand coming into last year. And Baseball America deemed him one of the 11 Pirate prospects to watch outside their top 30 in 2023. 1-2, and Escoto fouls it off his foot. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Sunday afternoon. One final, actually several finals already. Roma, a walk-off winner against Jersey Shore, 7-6 in 11 innings. Keyshawn Ogans, a game-winning sac fly in the 11th. Suarez, the wine, another 1-2 pitch. And Escoto fouls it out of play. Asheville and Winston-Salem playing a doubleheader. Asheville and Winston-Salem had to complete a suspended game from last night. Asheville a 6-5 win in the nine-inning ball game. Right now, game two in the top of the fourth. Tourists 4-2 in the seven-inning contest. 1-2 bouncing. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. Hickory defeating Greenville earlier this afternoon, 2-0. Only four combined hits in that ballgame. Six different Crawdad pitchers combined on a two-hit shutout. The 2-2, fastball down and away at 94. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Wilmington beating Aberdeen this afternoon, 2-1. Jeremy De La Rosa, a solo home run, is fourth for the Blue Rocks. Brooklyn now two games up on Aberdeen before the result of this ball game. As a result of that loss, the payoff just outside for ball four. So Escoto works himself back from behind in the count 1-2 to work a free pass. First walk allowed by Suarez today. One on and one out. Back to the top of the order in Trace Gonzalez.
And Yolander Displee is not sure if it's with himself because he issued the walk or with the call. Certainly appeared to be borderline, but either way, a one-out base runner for Greensboro.
Gonzalez struck out on four pitches to lead off the ballgame. Third baseman Lugo playing in, and Gonzalez takes inside for ball one. Just gone final in Wappingers Falls. Bowling Green, an 8-2 win over the Renegades. Cyclones will be there on Tuesday as this one slapped through the hole between first and second for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Greensboro, stopping at second Escoto. So Trace Gonzalez with his first base hit of the series. And the Grasshoppers threatening two on and one out. The shortstop, Mike Jarvis. Reminder, folks, we'll be joined by our Dave and Buster's Kit Caster of the game coming up in the bottom of the third inning. Cyclones will have the top of their lineup due up. Well, the Hot Rods, an 8-2 win today. They hit four home runs in that ball game against Juan Corella and the Renegades. Looking at the second half standings right now, Brooklyn at this very moment, two games up on Aberdeen in the north. Suarez looks at second now, the pitch, and he misses outside at Jarvis. It's 1-0. Hickory, 2.5 games up on Bowling Green. Hickory at the moment a full game ahead of Brooklyn for the best second half record in the circuit. The 1-0 outside again, and it's two balls and no strikes. It seems like Suarez has been yanking everything out towards the lefty batter's box over the course of the last few hitters. As Drake Osborne and William Lugo over to have a talk with a 23-year-old right-hander. Escoto at second, Gonzalez at first, one out, top of the third. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Tuesday's game in Hudson Valley, a 6:05 scheduled first pitch. Also worth noting, Wednesday's game out there, another matinee, 11 a.m., a camp day game for the Renegades on Wednesday. And then back to regularly scheduled 7 o'clock starts on Thursday and Friday. Two and zero on Jarvis. Now the pitch, and Jarvis couldn't hold up on the breaking ball. And Suarez back in the count. It's 2-1. Jarvis out of San Diego State. College teammates with his catcher, Wyatt Hendry. He's been in a bit of a funk, including tonight, just 4-4 his last 32. Trying to snap out of it and at least tie the game as he hits this one into right center field. Consuegra playing in that direction, back into his right, makes the catch. Tagging is Escoto. Here comes the throw, the tag. They got him! Are you kidding me? Stanley Consuegra, an absolute howitzer from right field, and a diving tag by William Lugo retires Escoto. A double play, and the top of the third comes to a close. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of 2.5. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live of the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, we head to the bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn, a 1-0 lead. Ramirez, Parada, and Lugo, the three do up in the frame. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Joined alongside our Dave and Buster's Kit Caster of the game. That is Keegan Harrison. Keegan, how you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Good. You having a great time at the ballpark this afternoon?
Yes.
Glad to see the rain did not scare you away. You prefer a drier day at the ballpark, or are you looking forward to run the bases afterwards?
Maybe, yes.
Here comes Alex Ramirez, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Keegan, is this your first time at a Cyclones game?
No.
When was the last time? Have you been to a game so far this year?
No, I don't think so.
The 0-1 is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Have you gone to the amusement park beyond the outfield wall here before out on Coney Island? Or are you not a big amusement park guy?
I don't remember.
Swing and a miss, and Ramirez down on strikes. One away in the bottom of the third inning. Brings up Kevin Parada, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, alongside our kid caster of the game, Keegan Harrison. You a big baseball fan, Keegan? I love the Cyclones hat. You got the baseball American flag T-shirt on today. Perfect setup. You play baseball over the course of the summer?
Yes.
What position you play?
I play all around.
All around.
Oh, versatile. A little bit of everything. What's your favorite position? If you had to pick one.
First and catcher.
All right. Oh, I see. I hated catching back in the day. I wasn't a fan.
My dad always wanted me to be a catcher because that's the position he played growing up, and I was not a fan. What do you like about playing catcher?
If somebody steals, you can try to get them out.
There we go.
That's perfect. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, Keegan Harrison with you as this floated out towards first base. Backhanded by Bowen. Low throw gets away from Chen, and Parada safe at first base on the error. So Brooklyn has a one-out base runner. And that brings up the third baseman, William Lugo. But you're a catcher and a first baseman. How'd your baseball season go? You still playing this summer, or is the season over?
Yes.
Still playing? What's been your favorite part about playing this summer? Any favorite moments? Any big games? Any home runs?
No home runs, but we made it to the championship.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Go.
Congratulations to you and your squad. You have fun making that run to the championship. As William Lugo takes outside, it's one ball and no strikes. But who you out here at the ballpark today with, Keegan?
My mom and dad, my sister, my brother, and Mamie and Papa.
Oh, that's fantastic. That pitch inside, two balls and no strikes. You enjoying the day out with your family at the ballpark, catching some Cyclones baseball?
Yes.
Fantastic. One on, one out, 2-0 on Lugo. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. The righty deals. And this one hammered out to deep left field. Forget that. Way, way, oh my goodness, it hit off the video board. How about that, Keegan? A long home run just like you during your games over the course of the summer. A long two-run shot for William Lugo, and Brooklyn opens up a 3-0 third-inning lead.
Keegan, I think you might be the good luck charm. We got to keep you around a little longer.
96.9 miles an hour off the bat, 378 feet. Did you teach William how to do that, Keegan?
No.
Maybe learning a couple of lessons here and there along the way as Stanley Consuegra digs in. Lugo his eighth home run. As Stanley takes down and away, it's one ball and no strikes. So outside of baseball, what other things have you been doing this summer? Going to the pool, going to the beach?
Yeah, go to the beach. Go down to the ocean at the beach. So my cousins come over to the beach.
That sounds wonderful. Not quite a beach day today with gray skies and a little bit of rain as Consuegra takes down and in. It's three balls and no strikes. Now you mentioned you're a big baseball fan, Keegan. Who's your favorite team? Are you a Mets fan, a fan of another team?
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, Johnny might get angry.
No, I'm just kidding.
As Consuegra takes ball four, who's your favorite player, Keegan?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge. Well, it's fitting. Keegan joins us, and William Lugo hits an Aaron Judge-esque home run off to the video board in straightaway left field. Have you gone to any Yankee games or any Major League games this summer?
Yes.
Did they win?
No.
No. Okay.
They got their butts kicked.
Oh, boy. Who'd they play?
Seattle Mariners.
Okay, gotcha.
That fouled back by Drake Osborne, and it's no balls and one strike. One on, one out, bottom of the third. Brooklyn two runs in. They hold a 3-0 lead, joined by our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game, Keegan Harrison. He's already brought the good luck, a home run and a walk. Is this a dribbler back to the mound? Fielded by Chen, overhand throw to first in time. And there are two out as Consuegra advances to second base.
So you had mentioned, Keegan, that you had been to a Cyclones game before, that this isn't your first one. Do you remember if the Cyclones won that game the last time you were here?
No.
Gotcha. Well, maybe they can get you a win today. They're looking pretty good.
A 3-0 lead and a chance for more with a man at second and two out for Chase Estep. Walked his first time up, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. I still got a couple of months to go before school starts up. Is there anything you're looking forward to over the course of the next few weeks of the summer? Any fun plans outside of maybe coming back to visit us again at the Cyclones game?
Yeah, maybe come back to visit the Cyclones game, maybe go to another Yankee game.
That's awesome. Well, let us know. We'd love to have you back out at the ballpark. Come stop by and visit us here in the broadcast booth as Estep swings and misses. It's no balls and two strikes.
Anytime that the Cyclones hit home runs, we've got to invite you back. Like I said before, you're the good luck charm.
I'll find a way to get Keegan that home run ball. I'd have to do a little digging behind the video board, but hey, anything's possible. This is a chopper over the mound, charging in the shortstop. Jarvis throw to first in time to end the inning. Keegan, anyone you want to say hello to before we take a break here on the Cyclones Radio Network? Who do you want to say hi to?
Mamie, Papa, and my sister and my brother.
That's fantastic. Well, Keegan, thank you so much for stopping by the booth today. Thank you so much for being our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. Enjoy the rest of the game with your family, and you're welcome to join us on air anytime. How's that sound?
Good.
Awesome. Keegan Harrison, our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. We move to the fourth, 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Great having Keegan along with us. Top of the fourth inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead on the Grasshoppers. And as we move to the fourth inning, we turn the play-by-play over to my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
All right. Hey, Justin. Thank you so much. We move to the top of the fourth. It's Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing. And the first pitch is a fastball that misses low and in for ball one. It's 1-0 to Will Matheson, 3-4-5. Here in the top of the fourth for this Grasshoppers batting order. Yoander Suarez into his wind, 1-0 toss. Fastball away, and it is two balls and no strikes. Matheson doubled his first time up today. One of just two base hits the Grasshoppers have mustered so far tonight. Rain has subsided for the time being. Saw some light drizzle earlier on. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And it is two balls and one strike now to the right-handed hitting Matheson. Of course, this game pushed back about 2 hours, was supposed to be a 2 p.m. first pitch, but the forecast had other plans. Suarez deals a 2-1, and it's a ground ball comebacker snared by Suarez himself, and an underhand toss on to first. In time, there's one away. Suarez has been cruising thus far through now 3 1/3. He's only allowed the two base hits. Matheson's double in the first and a Trace Gonzalez single in the third. But six punch outs as well for the Brooklyn right-hander. Now he gets Jace Bowen for the second time today. From the full wind, the pitch. Fastball, called strike, inside corner. And it's nothing and one. We've seen Suarez just have great command of his stuff all afternoon long, whether it be the heater or the off-speed stuff. 0-1. There he goes to a bending breaking ball with good 12-6 bite, and it catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Bowen 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking to conclude the top of the first. He asks for time, and it's granted. Bowen on the season, 249. 0-for-3 last night. Did walk once, though. Suarez wearing his bright blue mitt. Ready to deal. An 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? He did. Strike three on appeal. Seven punch-outs on the evening thus far for Yoander Suarez. He sits down Bowen for the second time today. And just like that, bases empty and two gone. And that strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. As always, a painting the corner strikeout. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Two gone, bases empty now for the left fielder, Sammy Siani. 0-for-1 with a ground out. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses badly up and away, and it is 1-0. You mentioned it earlier, Justin, but Suarez is really able to create such a difference with speeds and velocities. The curve from Suarez is hovering in around the 71-72 mile per hour range. He can get the fastball up to 93-94. You're talking about a 20 mile an hour difference, keeping hitters on their toes. The 1-0. Fastball misses in towards his shoe tops, and he falls behind two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, that curveball from Suarez almost reminds me a little bit of a slightly harder thrown Ephus pitch. He's got a lot of bend, a high arc to it. and it just plops in there.
Doing his best Zach Greinke impression. Ready to deal with 2-0. It's over the heart of the zone for a called strike on the changeup, and it is 2-1.
Or to go a little bit further back to probably our parents' generation. Remember my dad always hearing or telling me about Adam LaRoche's father, who used to throw the folly floater, fittingly, for Keegan's Yankees.
2-1 curve misses up and away, and it is 3-1. Well, either way, Suarez is continuing to keep that pitch selection fresh, making these grasshopper hitters guess all day long. Working with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth, and two gone, the 3-1. On the outside corner, a called strike two.
I stand corrected. It wasn't Adam LaRoche's father, but it was Steve Hamilton, who was also a pitcher for the Yankees, that threw the folly floater. So, I don't know. I guess it's the Yankee thing to throw the Ifas pitch. I remember El Duque had something similar to that back in the day.
We should have asked our Dave and Buster's Kitcaster last half inning. 3-2, misses down and in. And it is ball four issued to Sammy Siani. So a two-out base runner for the Grasshoppers as Siani occupies first. Now Sean Ross for the second time today. 0-1, a swinging strikeout. Big hole on the right side now for the right-handed hitting Ross. With the first baseman Estep holding the runner on. Suarez from the stretch, he deals. Fastball misses away, and it's 1-0. Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing. The Cyclones a run in the first, two more in the third on a two-run blast from William Lugo that hit the video board. 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Cyclones going for the sweep here in this abbreviated three-game set coming out of the All-Star break. Of course, normally teams playing six-game series. Not the case this week, though. 1-1 misses away, and it is 2-0. But Brooklyn back to regularly scheduled programming, let's call it. The typical league-wide Monday off day tomorrow before a six-game set with the Renegades looming large on Tuesday. Not a series that could have some serious impact as far as the standings are concerned. Of course, so much baseball is still to be played. But two teams each in the top half of the North Division as it stands right now. Brooklyn in first, Hudson Valley in third. Suarez a long pause, now the 2-1. Called strike. And it is 2-2. Ross checked his swing, but it didn't matter. A called strike anyway. 2-2, 2-outs. Siani on first base. Ross in the righty batter's box, his bright neon orange cleats to pair with the yellow gloves. 2-2. Misses just a hair away. And the count works full now. So Suarez, having just walked Siani, only his second walk of the night, but will surely want to avoid a third here. Dangles that right arm over his frame. Now comes belt set. Towing the center of the slab, the 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on the curveball. 8 strikeouts through 4 innings for Yoander Suarez. It's still Brooklyn 3 and Greensboro nothing after 3.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Ho-Yu Chen, Pirates top 30 farmhand, back out for his fourth inning of work this afternoon. Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing, as we move to the bottom of the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app. Thanks so much for spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us. Alongside Justin Rock, my name is Johnny Adamowicz. Cyclones have 7-8-9 set to come to bat here in the home fourth. Junior Tillian, Omar De Los Santos, and Cesar Perpesi. First pitch to Tillian is a breaking ball that misses in towards the knees to the righty batter for ball one. Tillian 0 for 1 today, flew out to right in the bottom of the second. 1-0, Tillian waves and misses. A fastball over the heart of the zone, and it is 1-1. Chen spent most of last year with low A Bradenton, 22 starts with the Marauders, 1-1. Tillian dribbles it foul, right-hand side, and it is 1-2. All told in 2022, 98 and a third innings, a 4.58 ERA. 1-2, Tillian smacks it foul. Third baseline, and the count stays right there at 1-2. But his season really took a turn for the better down the home stretch. Over his final 10 starts, Chen posting a 3.74 ERA, much lower than that season total. 1-2, Tillian smacks it left-hand side. Third baseman Ross ingests and throws over to first in time for out number one. So Tillian 0 for 2 today. One gone, bases empty. For Omar De Los Santos, who doubled his first time up. Brooklyn on top, 3-0. Trying to go for the three-game sweep. But it's been a similar narrative for Chen here so far in 2023. First pitch to Omar. Breaking ball in the dirt, low and away. And it is 1-0. Following his May 5th outing this year, Chen saw the ERA inflate as high as 7.91. Short wind, 1-0. De Los Santos hits this one a mile high down the left field line, but it sails out of the stadium. Foul ball.
There's somebody standing outside the Coney Island Brewing Company right now wondering how a baseball got there.
That's a nice surprise. 1-1 the count to De Los Santos. Bases empty and one gone. But since that May 5th outing, Chen has settled in very nicely. 1-1. De Los Santos cracks this one down the left field line yet again. Similar spot, but again, well foul. So Omar behind 1-2. He's mashing, just has to square it up. But a 2.91 ERA for Chen across 10 games since that outing on May the 5th. 1-2. De Los Santos line drive left field. It's down for a base hit. Omar will park in at first, and it is a one-out single for De Los Santos, and Brooklyn has a base runner here in the home fourth.
And now it is time to watch Omar over at first base. Comes into play today, 32 stolen bases, one shy of breaking Walter Raskin's single-season franchise record set back in 2017.
And he already has a multi-hit day now as well, 2-for-2. Will he try to swipe the second base bag? Cesar Perpesi next. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos slides head first. He's out. A bullet of a throw from Hendry. De Los Santos, who has great speed, did get a good jump. Not sure if he overslid the bag or if the tag was in time regardless. It looks like on our video replay feed here, he did indeed overslide as an 0-1 pitch is served foul. First base side from Perpesi, who's behind quickly, nothing and two.
Yeah, that was the motion from the base umpire, Sam Carey, that De Los Santos overslid the bag. That's why he popped up and tried to make a break for third.
Perpesi behind, nothing and two. Gentiles. Fastball misses down and away, and it is 1-2. Third baseman Ross playing well off the line. Cesar today, 0-for-1, lined out to second base his first time up. Here's a 1-2. Perpesi takes just a bit outside and works the count to 2-2. Tough day at the office for Cesar yesterday, 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts. Has hit safely in 4 of his last 6 games, though. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside. Towards the knees of Verbesi. Had to skirt out of the way of it, and he works the count full.
Thought that hit Verbesi in the front knee on a bounce for a second. He'll stay in there with a 3-2 count. Good job battling back from behind 0-2.
Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing. Here in the bottom of the fourth, and a payoff. Misses inside, ball 4. So Verbesi works a 2-out walk, and now we go back to the top of this Brooklyn batting order for Alex Ramirez. That's the third walk issued so far this evening for the right-hander Po Yu Chen. Now he gets Ramirez for the third time tonight. Alex stands in, the pitch. Swinging a chopper, left-hand side, the shortstop Jarvis in, and just an underhand flip onto second to get Verbesi in time for out number 3. So nothing doing for the Cyclones in the home fourth, but they still cling on to a 3-0 lead after 4 from Coney Island on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Brendan Hardy, the new arm in the game, 6'4", 170, 23 years old from Gulfport, Mississippi. Everything okay with Suarez. He's still in the dugout. 4 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, a season-high tying 8 strikeouts, just 67 pitches. 42 strikes seems like a scheduled departure for Suarez today, Johnny.
And now Hardy on in relief to try to keep the shutout intact in his first toss of the fifth. Misses down and away with the heater. It's 1-0. Wyatt Hendry up the dish, our St. Mark's Comics villain of the game. Here at the ballpark, he's got Darth Vader photoshopped over his head on the video board in left center field. 1-0. Misses down and away from Hardy. And it is 2 balls and no strikes to the right-handed hitting Greensboro catcher. Hendry tonight, 0 for 1, a swinging strikeout, was one of 8 punch-out victims registered by Yoander Suarez, who, as you alluded to, Justin, exits after just 67 pitches, but 4 strong frames. Hardy, a high left leg kick, is 2-0, misses up and in towards the shoulders. And a patient Hendry is ahead quickly, 3 balls and no strikes. 7-8-9 here in the top of the fifth for the Hoppers, trying to claw their way back into this ball game. Hardy deals a 3-0. A fastball, get me over strike. And it is 3-1 now to Wyatt Hendry, who had no intentions of swinging on that previous pitch. Lights on here at the stadium. Still plenty of daylight left, though, on an overcast gray Sunday evening. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Big uppercut hack from Hendry. And Hardy now fights back to work the count full. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hendry a day off yesterday after playing in the opener of this series on Friday. Righty on righty, the payoff. A high chopper on the left side. Foul, though. beyond the third base bag. If you're just joining us, Brooklyn a run in the first on a double steal, including Alex Ramirez swiping home. And then two more in the third on a William Lugo titanic shot off the scoreboard and left. Hardy right back to work. A long pause. Now the 3-2. Misses just a hair outside for ball four. So Hardy's day off to an unideal start as he issues a walk to Hendry. And now Luke Brown up to bat. Greensboro, a man on base with nobody out here in the top of the fifth. The third baseman Lugo playing well off the line. And Hardy, a glance over to first to look at the runner Hendry. Now he comes set and deals. And his first pitch fastball misses inside ball one. And Drake Osborne, Brooklyn catcher, wants to have a chat. William Lugo, the third baseman, will be in on the discussion as well. Cyclones, the shutout victory a night ago, 3-0. Held the Grasshoppers to only three base hits all night. And a similar narrative so far here tonight with no runs across for the Pirates IA affiliate here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, Brooklyn pitching 13 consecutive scoreless innings dating back to Friday night.
After all, Greensboro only averaging two runs per game over their last four contests. The bats have been silenced a bit as of recently for the Grasshoppers. And the meeting on the mound has dispersed. However, the home plate umpire, Jacob McConnell, is out on the bump with Hardy, who continues to kick around some dirt. And McConnell motioning for the head groundskeeper, Caitlin Hertz, to make her way back out onto the field. We saw a couple of innings ago an issue with the bump, the landing spot, that caused a slight delay of about 10 minutes or so as the mound was tamped and that landing spot adjusted when Po Yu Chen, Greensboro starter, was on the hill. And now it appears as if we are going to have, for the second time this evening, that same exact sequence occur. And of course, we spent some time discussing earlier, Justin, the rain, the weather, and how perhaps that impacts a situation like this. And now for the second time tonight, we'll have a slight break in the action.
Yeah, we've seen this happen every now and again over the course of a series, but I haven't seen it happen twice in a two-and-a-half inning span. And really makes you wonder how much of it is resulting because of the weather. Maybe the precipitation making the landing spot a little bit damper and also not allowing the work that Caitlin and company did a couple of innings ago to stay the way it was.
And Hardy continues to dig around his cleats on the hill, and now he'll toss a couple of practice tosses to see if it is any more to his liking. Hertz remains out there with the rest of the grounds crew, and now they will indeed make their way back to their postings, and Hardy rules it all good to go. Chris Newell, Brooklyn skipper, out there as well, having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Jacob McConnell. So this pause a bit briefer than the previous one. And now Hardy continuing to kick around some dirt, but appears to be good to go before dealing a 1-0 pitch. Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing. Nobody out and a runner on first here in the top of the fifth for the lefty batting Luke Brown. Hardy, the righty arm, deals a 1-0. A check swing, and he did go on appeal, according to the base umpire Sam Carey. It is 1-1 now to Brown. Brown at just .164 during his time in Greensboro. Rests that bat off his left shoulder, now suspended slightly above it. 1-1. Golfed left-hand side into foul ground, chasing Lugo, the third baseman, over to have a look, but nothing more as it lands about three rows deep into the seats. So one ball and two strikes now. Brooklyn squad winners of 8 of their last 9 games, 14 of their last 18. They stand alone with the most wins in the North Division of the South Atlantic League, a 13-4 record. Back to 500 as well. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, right-hand side, a foul ball. First baseman Estep got the leather on it, but by that point, the home plate umpire McConnell had already ruled the play dead. So Brooklyn back to 41-41, their first 500 tally since they were 2-2. First week of the season.
And a chance, if this score holds, to get over 500 since the final game of that three-game series against Jersey Shore to open up the campaign.
1-2. Swinging a ground ball. Played off a hop. No, it gets through. Berbessi couldn't glove it. It goes into right field. Consuegra's throw to third on time, but the ball is dropped at third by Lugo. That allows the runner Brown to take second base, but a collision of sorts at third as Lugo was covering the bag. The runner Hendry sliding into it sort of took him out, and now the immediate attention goes to William Lugo as Paul Gonzalez, head athletic trainer, making his way out to check on the third baseman.
Yeah, and if Lugo holds on to that throw, they get Hendry sliding at third base and Lugo covering the bag, and you saw Hendry sliding feet first and sort of took out Lugo on that right leg, although it seems to be the right wrist that Paul Gonzalez is paying most attention to right now.
Does go down as an E4 against Berbessi, the second baseman. So our second slight pause of the inning after the mound was tended to moments ago. Now William Lugo being checked on by Gonzalez. But all of a sudden, this has become an inning where Greensboro can pull themselves right back into this baseball game. When we do resume, they'll have runners on second and third, two in scoring position, and nobody out for the 9 batter, Michael Escoto.
And hopefully everything all right with Lugo. Been so scorching hot offensively over the course of the last few weeks. Has reached base safely in every game during the month of July and has been as elite a power hitter in this league since the tail end of June. And hopefully everything okay with William as Gonzalez and Newell continue to look at him.
He's already had his third straight multi-hit game tonight. A single and a homer to his credit. Has just been red hot through the course of this weekend. And a bat that Chris Newell, the rest of this Brooklyn coaching staff, has really enjoyed having right in the middle of the lineup. And some light tossing going on now between Lugo and Estep, the first baseman, not entirely across the diamond, but from different areas on the grass behind the mound. And now Lugo will retreat to his position and appears to be all good to go as Gonzalez and Newell make their way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. Lost in all the shuffle, perhaps, is this a big spot in this ball game now as Lugo appears to be good to go, laughing it off. Always good to see a player smiling following getting checked on. So here we go. Escoto steps up, the 9 batter. With Hendry on third, Brown behind him on second. A 3-0 Brooklyn lead and nobody out here in the top of the fifth. A big spot for Brendan Hardy. The pitch misses down and away. Osborne gets the chest protector on it to keep the runners put at their respective bases. Count is 1-0. Precipitation has halted for the time being, but still plenty of cloud coverage overhead. No blue sky to be seen whatsoever. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, and again a nice job by Osborne to get the glove on it. 2 balls and no strikes. And you have to wonder, Justin, for someone like Hardy, the way this inning has gone, already 2 slight pauses, how that impacts his mojo in a spot like this.
especially so much for pitchers where it's all about rhythm and routine.
Behind here, 2-0, he deals. Fastball is a strike, and it is 2 balls and 1 strike. This is a big out. If you're Hardy, you want to get the 9-man before you turn things over back to the top for some of Greensboro's better hitters. Trace Gonzalez next, then the shortstop, Mike Jarvis, 1-2 in the Hoppers batting order. Hardy's 2-1. Fastball called strike, and it is 2-2 now to the Greensboro second baseman.
And not to mention the fact that Hardy pitching for the first time in 8 days, 8 days of rest before he took the hill today because of the All-Star break.
Well, Yolander Suarez, 4-2 hit innings of scoreless ball. Hardy trying to keep it intact is 2-2, flared in the air, right center field. Consuegra won't get there. That scores a run. The throw to home is late. So it is an RBI single off the bat of Michael Escoto. Moving up to third in the process is Luke Brown. Consuegra made that play closer than you might have thought. But either way, it is a run across as Greensboro has scored for the first time since Friday night, the ninth inning on Friday night. And it's 3-1 Brooklyn here in the top of the fifth. Now we go back to the top with men on the corners for Trace Gonzalez. The pitch misses inside. Rather got a piece. And it is 0-1. Just a slight check swing that barely grazed the handle of the leadoff man Gonzalez. Trace doing the DHing today up in a big spot here. You have to figure Hardy will try to put as many balls low in the zone as possible. Perhaps induce a ground ball, try to turn two. The 0-1. Misses up and away, and it is 1-1. You'd figure Brooklyn would trade the run for 2 outs here with nobody gone in the frame and the top of the order up to bat for Greensboro. Brown on third, Escoto opposite him on first. 1-1. Foul ball straight back, and it is a ball and 2 strikes. Nice play by the on-deck batter, Mike Jarvis, to snare that with his bare hand off the ricochet on the netting. Hardy, the righty arm, working on Gonzalez, the leadoff man, lefty bat. 1-2, runner darts for second, and it's fouled away, left-handed side. Well, we already saw Brooklyn execute a double steal earlier in this game that allowed Alex Ramirez to score the ball game's first run. Perhaps Greensboro thinking about trying to give Brooklyn a taste of its own medicine. But you wonder if they'll try it again here after perhaps revealing their hand.
And breaking news in the Pirates world right now.
We'll give it to you after this 1-2 delivery from Hardy. Runner goes again, hit on the right side and through for a base hit. Past the glove of a diving first baseman, Estep. One run in to score, throw goes to second base. Not in time. Again, Stanley Consuegra, a timely throw, and you thought maybe the leadoff man Gonzalez overslid the second base bag. But all for naught. Junior Dillian certainly thought he overslid the second base bag. But it does score one more run and put men on second and third, and nobody out in the inning for the two-batter Mike Jarvis.
Joey Lancelotti up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Now Hardy probably doesn't have that many more pitches left in this inning. He's at 22 with second and third and nobody out.
So a chat on the Brooklyn mound. Justin, didn't mean to cut off your breaking news.
No, but baseball always comes first. But the breaking news coming through a little over 10 minutes ago, Jason Mackey, the Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, reporting that Yovier Piguero and Andy Rodriguez, one of the Pirates' top prospects who participated with J.P. Massey last week in the All-Star Futures game, going to be called up from AAA Indianapolis. So Andy Rodriguez, one of the top prospects in baseball, going to the big leagues with Pittsburgh. Rodriguez, a former Grasshopper, and some Met fans may remember he was actually originally signed by New York before being traded to Pittsburgh.
Hardy remains out there for the time being. Two men in scoring position, and now Brendan trying to preserve this Brooklyn lead. All of a sudden, it's 3-2, already two home in the top of the fifth for the Grasshoppers. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left-hand side, but it's foul. And it's 0-1 to Mike Jarvis. Jarvis 0-2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first, flew out to right to conclude the top of the third. An RBI single from Michael Escoto, and an RBI double from Trace Gonzalez. Escoto on third, Gonzalez on second. And their shortstop, Mike Jarvis, trying to knock them both in. Base hit here could give the Grasshoppers the lead. Hardy deals an 0-1. It's a high chopper, left-hand side. Third baseman Lugo can't collect. Booted off of his glove and a run home to score. We've got a tie game. Gonzalez up to third in the process. Jarvis occupies first on the E5.
And that'll be all for Brendan Hardy this afternoon.
So the Brooklyn 3-0 lead evaporated as Chris Newell out of the Cyclones dugout on the first base side. He'll make a pitching change. And it looks as if Joey Lancelotti will make his way into the ballgame. All knotted up at three. Brand new ballgame here in the top of the fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Joey Lancelotti on to make his second appearance in the series. Lancelotti 5'11", 205, 25 years old from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Lancelotti making his sixth appearance with Brooklyn. Takes over for Brendan Hardy, who couldn't quite find his rhythm today in his first outing back after the All-Star break. 24 pitches, 16 strikes. Still responsible for the runners at first and third in what is now a tie game.
So Lancelotti on and a tough task. He gets the three-batter, Will Matheson, with men on the corners and nobody out in a tie ball game. Second appearance of the series for Joey, and his first pitch, runner bluffs, and it misses up and in for ball one. It's 1-0. Right now, we've got Gonzalez on third base. He doubled home a run, and Jarvis on first after reaching on the error that allowed a run to score. 1-0 from the former UNC Tar Heel, misses inside yet again with another fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Line not final yet on Hardy, but he fails to record an out, having allowed two hits, a walk, and at least three runs. 2-0. Fastball inside. This one a different result, though. A called strike, and it is 2-1. For Joey back on Friday night, an inning and a third, one hit, no runs, no walks, and one strikeout. So already one effective relief outing for him against these Greensboro Bats. Pickoff attempt over at first base is not in time. Jarvis was back easily. And now Lancelotti can focus his attention towards home in a 2-1 pitch upcoming. 3-3 tie, men on the corners, and a 2-1. Fly ball, right-hand side into foul ground. Chase Estep runs out of room. It's a foul ball. Brooklyn a run in the first, two more in the third. Greensboro countering with three already here in the top of the fifth and looking for more as they try to claw their way out in front. What would be their first lead of this series should they pull ahead here. Lancelotti trying to slam the door, 2-2, swing and a miss. Went to the breaking ball, low and away, and Matheson was fooled. So a big punch out for Joey Lancelotti. Ninth strikeout of the day by Brooklyn pitching. The other eight, all from their starter, Yoander Suarez, who went four scoreless. And yet another painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First toss to Jace Bowen is a fastball away for ball one. Bowen 0 for 2 so far this afternoon. Two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. And he hacks and misses at a 1-0 changeup. It's 1-1. This is a part of the order you want up right now if you're Greensboro. Bowen the cleanup man. Ciani on deck, a big bat as well. Open stance for the righty batter. 1-1. Swing and a flare into shallow center. That's down in front of Ramirez and will score a run. Greensboro grabs their first lead of the series. It's 4-3 Grasshoppers here in the top of the fifth on an RBI single from Jace Bowen.
You know, a lot of close calls in this inning between guys nearly being thrown out on the bases by Stanley Consuegra. A couple of near plays by the second baseman, Berbessi, and the diving play by the first baseman, Estep. Just a couple of balls finding their way through seeing eye base hits, you might say.
First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1 to Sammy Ciani. The inning far from over as well. Only one gone, and two runners still on the base paths for Greensboro. Shortstop Tillian playing about as close to the second base bag as we've seen any Brooklyn middle infielder do all season. 0-1, left-hand side, through for a base hit. He went the other way. Runner is held at third, so that'll load the bases with one out. Ciani taking advantage of that big hole he had on the left side of the infield. Just fought it off into shallow left for a base hit. And now the base is juiced for Sean Ross. And with that, all nine Greensboro batters have now come to bat here in this top of the fifth. Lancelotti trying to bear down. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. It's nothing and one.
Ross, the ninth man to bat for Greensboro in the inning.
Jarvis on third, Bowen on second, Ciani behind him on first. Here's the 0-1. Misses in the dirt, and it is one ball and one strike. Yeah, anytime you send all your guys up at the dish in one frame, chances are good things are happening. And that's exactly the case here for the Grasshoppers. From 3-0 to 4-3. Lancelotti's 1-1. Swinging a high drive, hit well to left field, and this one's off the wall. No, it's gone. A grand slam off the bat of Sean Ross. That one got the video board, and Greensboro has broken this one open. It's 8-3 Grasshoppers here in the fifth.
That was a bullet off the bat of Ross. 107.6 miles an hour off the bat. 358 feet, and if it wasn't for the electronics out there and left, that probably goes a little bit further.
So this top of the fifth for Brooklyn has just gone from bad to worse.
And Greensboro clearly breathed a sigh of relief once Yoander Suarez exited the ballgame, and they have performed like it. Eight of the nine batters in the inning have scored.
Now Wyatt Hendry. Base is empty and one away. 0-1. Fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Yeah, how about that? You send all nine up at the dish in the inning, and eight of them come home to tap home plate. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hendry down on strike, so Ancelotti just rearing back, going fastball, fastball, fastball. Perhaps a bit of frustration after surrendering the grand slam off the bat of Ross. Now Luke Brown with two gone. So that closes the final line on Brendan Hardy, and the pitch is a called strike. It's nothing and one. Hardy surrenders five runs, three credited to Lancelotti. 0-1. Swing and a foul ball. Straight back, and it's 0-2. Well, this Brooklyn bullpen that has been really nails all year, hitting a road bump for the first time in quite some time. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and look out. The bat goes over towards the Brooklyn dugout and ricochets off the netting and lands in that Brooklyn dugout. But it is an inning-ending strikeout as Brown is down on strikes. Three strikeouts in the frame for Lancelotti, but Greensboro puts up an eight spot, including a grand slam from Sean Ross. It's Grasshoppers 8, Cyclones 3, through 5.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, if you're just joining us, you missed Greensboro putting up eight runs in the top of inning number five. They hold an 8-3 lead, and now the Brooklyn Bats with some work to do here in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch misses up and in to Kevin Parada. It's 1-0. Yeah, grand slam off the bat of Sean Ross was the icing on the cake in the fifth for Greensboro. As Parada takes a 1-0 breaking ball for a strike, it's 1-1. It's not often we've seen Brooklyn allow big innings like that this year, but the Grasshoppers got their money's worth in the fifth as Parada lasers one foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2.
And to put that in perspective, Johnny talked about the bullpen ERA throughout the course of the year. A lot of that inning fueled by miscues, two defensive errors in that inning for Brooklyn. So eight runs scored for Greensboro. Only two of the eight were earned.
1-2 to Parada is a breaking ball, hit off the hands, foul. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Well, these Brooklyn Bats have been red hot as of recently. Parada takes a 1-2 down and away. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Granted, still plenty of baseball left. We're only in the home fifth. And with the way this Cyclones team has been swinging it over the past couple of nights, does not seem too far-fetched at all to say this game is far from over. But they'll need to make something happen here. 2-2 on the way to Parada. Hits it in the air, foul ground behind home plate and into the seats. 2-3-4 here in the frame for the Clones. Parada, Lugo, and Consuegra. Lugo responsible for two of Brooklyn's three runs. A two-run jack in the third that scored Parada and himself. former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, waiting on a 2-2, and he fouls it straight back. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Po Yu Chen working quickly. Here's his 2-2. Barada gets a piece yet again.
Next pitch will be number 9 in this at-bat to start the inning. Nice AB for Parada after a frustrating top of the frame.
Chen ready to go. 2-2. Parada swings and misses. Down and away for strike 3. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Po Yu Chen. First time he's gotten Parada to go down on strikes. And now there's one away with the bases empty for William Lugo. Lugo already 2 hits today. Third straight contest that Lugo has garnered multiple base knocks. Defense in their usual spots, and the pitch misses down and away for ball 1. It's 1-0. Starts out Lugo with a breaking ball. 74 on the radar gun that time from Chen. Into his wind, 1-0. Lugo pounds it on the left-hand side. The shortstop Jarvis on a backhand zips it over to first in time for out number 2. So Chen sits down the 2 hottest hitters in this Brooklyn lineup just like that. Parada and Lugo, and now 2 gone, bases empty for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra strikeout and a walk to his credit tonight. Out of the cleanup spot for the Cyclones. 8-3 Greensboro, bases empty and 2 gone. First pitch to Stanley, starts him out with a bending breaking ball. And it's 0-1. Chen right back to work, 0-1 pitch, goes right back to the curve, this time a bit too far inside though, a ball and a strike. Should Consuegra reach, Drake Osborne would be next. Open stands for Stanley, 1-1, hit high in the air left-hand side, but into foul ground, it's 1-2. Luna Park lit beyond the left center field wall, Thunderbolt written vertically, going up that steep incline. Here on this Sunday evening, a hot, sticky, muggy, whatever word you want to use. Not the most comfortable of days. Consuegra retrieves a new piece of lumber and makes his way back to the batter's box. Chen right back to his short windup, 1-2. And Consuegra hits a laser to left field. It's well struck and down over the head of Ciani. Stanley's thinking too. He's charging towards second, but the throw, a good one, and plenty in time to get him. A nice relay by Ciani out in left to get Consuegra and end the inning. So Chen faces the minimum in the fifth. It's still 8-3 Grasshoppers. We're through 5 from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Thank you.
This pitching change brought to you by Vical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. Sammy Tavares on to make his return to Brooklyn. Third different relief arm used by the Cyclones tonight. Tavares, tall righty, 6'7", 260, 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Final line for Joey Lancelotti, one inning, three runs, none earned on three hits, no walks. He struck out three, 19 pitches and 15 strikes today, Johnny.
Now 9-1-2 as we go to the top of the sixth. It's 8-3, Greensboro on top of Brooklyn. Tavares on, and the first pitch misses up and in for ball one, makes its way all the way to the backstop. It's 1-0. Michael Escoto up to bat, the nine batter for Greensboro. He's reached twice, a walk and a single. Singled home a run and later came home to score himself. Part of that eight-run top of the fifth, a frame ago for the Grasshoppers. But Tavares will try to patch the damage here and keep the Brooklyn bats within reach down the home stretch of this ballgame. 1-0 hits him. Up and in, you heard the crack of the helmet as well. And immediately, Escoto being tended to.
Oh, my goodness. That is never anything you want to see. And the training staff for Greensboro immediately out to check on the youngster, Escoto, who I don't think is going to stay in this ballgame.
Escoto ushered back to the Greensboro dugout on the third base side. A scary instance.
Obviously, the concern now is on the health and safety of Escoto. Well, at least is able to stay upright. Departing the field, Francisco Acuna will come on to run for him. But obviously, everyone's thoughts with Escoto right now, not what Sammy Tavares was trying to do at all.
So it will be a runner on first with nobody out for the leadoff man, Trace Gonzalez. And we certainly hope everything all is well with Escoto. First pitch is a called strike to Gonzalez. It's nothing and one. Greensboro 8, Brooklyn 3. We're in the top of the sixth. On a muggy Sunday afternoon on Coney Island, Tavares misses inside. This ball goes to the backstop and allows Acuna to take second base without a throw. So a hit by pitch and a wild pitch already issued by Tavares coming into this game. And now he'll try to establish some control here with a runner on second and nobody out. And the leadoff man, Gonzalez, up to bat. We saw the fifth inning spiral out of control. Tavares trying to make sure that doesn't happen here. And the 1-1 misses up and in. It's 2-1. Brooklyn hasn't scratched anybody across since the bottom of the third when William Lugo hit a two-run blast. The 2-1 misses at the knee. Senate is three balls and a strike now to Gonzalez. Dark clouds hovering over Maimonides Park. Darker than you might expect, considering it's only 6 p.m. on the East Coast. But a gloomy field of things right now. 3-1, misses down and in. That's ball four. So Gonzalez will take first base. Two on, nobody out. And Justin, all you got to do is look to your right.
I knew where you were going with that before it came out of your mouth.
And see just an absolutely enormous... I don't know if that is a singular cloud, if it is thousands of clouds wedged together, but there is a stark difference between kind of gray sky overhead in straightaway center and very dark gray sky offset to our right out over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, you could just tell in looking and putting things into our scorebook and just the visual in terms of brightness completely changing from a relatively light gray sky to feels like it's 8:30 on a November evening.
Tavares missed with the first pitch fastball. It's 1-0 now to Gonzalez. Runners on first and second and nobody out. And the 1-0 pitch misses inside. Tavares struggling to hit his spots right now and find the zone. Runners on first and second. It's Acuna on second.